And this is Illinois Public Media. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason with an update of the marketplace in Chicago at the CME Group as futures are trading at this hour. The wheat contracts are up about 15 cents, nearby September at 562 and a quarter, 15 higher, December at 577, up 14 and three quarters. September corn today at 359 and a quarter, three and a quarter higher, December at 368 and a quarter, up three and a quarter, and the March at 381 and a quarter, up 3 cents. July corn futures are trading 396 and a quarter. 3 cents higher in December of next year in the corn pit, up a penny and three quarters at 409 and a quarter. September beans, $11.25, up 16 and a half. November at 10.30 and a half, up 6 3/4. In January futures, 7 cents higher at $10.38 and three quarters. March at 10.45 and a half, up 6 1/4. July in the bean pit at 10.57 and a half, up 7 3/4 of a cent. October bean meal at 362.10, up 5.40. The nearby September at 424.60 is up 8.10. Bean oil is unchanged at 32.67. October live cattle at 148.77 and a half, or 95 cents higher. The September feeders at 214.97 and a half are up 50 cents, and October lean hogs at $95.32 and a half are now down 60 cents. On the phone line with us this morning to take these numbers up is Matt Bennett from Windsor, Illinois, and he is a consulting market specialist with Monsanto. Good morning to you, Matt. How are you today?
I'm great. How are you doing, Todd?
I'm good. Did I get your new title right?
Oh, pretty much. I'm focusing with Channel Seed Company, grain marketing consultant at this point. So, and of course, I'm still doing the brokerage, but you know, right now we're basically doing a little bit of everything because I'm going to actually be able to farm a little bit more as well. So,
all right. Well, congratulations. We're really happy for you. And thanks, by the way, for filling in this morning for Dan Zwicker. He decided to take a little early Labor Day holiday and called us earlier in the week. So I decided we'd talk with you this morning. Tell me about the marketplace and what you're seeing at the moment, what you think the crops look like, how big the yields might be, and what's happening in Chicago.
Well, you know, this morning they were talking about maybe this wheat rally, which kind of got things started, was talk a little bit of dryness in Australia. You know, it's got people a little bit excited that maybe the crop isn't going to be quite what they think. And so, you know, whenever we move through this market right now, it's been sold and beat down for so long that I think any spark gives guys maybe a little chance to do some short covering. And right now we have a little bit too much rain in parts. You know, guys are worried about maybe way too much late season rain. Then you're hearing a lot of sudden death in beans. So, you know, there is a little bit of bullish news out there today, and voila, we come in and we see green on the screen.
Can have you talked to many of the agronomists around about the sudden death problem? Are they thinking that this is because we've had so much rain and farmers are just seeing it in their field this year as opposed to other years when beans have started to look a little not so great by this time anyway? Or is there actually more sudden death out there, you suppose?
Well, I think most guys are saying, the guys that I've talked to, the sudden death is just simply we've had so much moisture, you know, and we haven't had a whole lot of hot, windy days. And most of the beans, you know, everywhere, the rows are shaded and their beans are awful tight. There's not a lot of air to be able to get through. And so, you know, they're seeing a little bit more disease. But by all means, I think a lot of these beans are starting out with really good yield potential. So hopefully, if the sudden death isn't too widespread, you know, guys are still going to end up with awfully good beans. I know our beans in this area look really good. I was just at the Farm Progress Show here the last couple of days, you know, talking for Channel, and we did see quite a bit of sudden death out in there. And a lot of those guys are saying right in that Boone and Des Moines area that their bean crop, you know, is good, but, you know, it's not really great.
They're far enough north there from us that they, or were they suffering from a white mold problem too?
They're definitely having some white mold. The agronomists say there's a lot of things that are popping up this year that are going to be a little bit of a challenge for them, especially with their bean crop.
Okay, so you take all that into your thought process, and then you start to consider what USDA might do with the crop production figures due in September, and what do you come out with for the soybeans? Because we're looking at a really big carryout, 430 million bushels at this point.
Right, that's a great point. And here's my thing, Todd. You know, whenever we've got 84.8 planted acres, and most guys don't look for that to shrink a whole lot with prevent plant, because, you know, some guys are thinking we may actually have a few more acres in some parts of the world where they're able to double crop. But, you know, I'm still going to say that we're going to be looking at a 400 plus carryout. carryout, which is all that really matters. I think that we're going from a very tight situation to one of abundance, and so it's going to be awfully tough on the bean market. And then whenever you look at the world situation, we've got a fair amount of world stocks, and USDA is saying 30% stocks to use. You know, that's definitely adequate. And so, you know, I'm going to say that we'll still be in this 45 to 46 range. And who knows? It could be a little bit bigger than that. But, you know, I'm assuming you want to know corn as well. And I'm probably still one sub 170 because I think there's a lot of issues out there in certain places. But this, you know, this Illinois crop really is something else.
Well, a lot of issues out there. You're sub 170. So I think, am I hearing you right that maybe you learned something while you were out on the crop tour last week?
Yeah, between the crop tour last week and then talking to a lot of Iowa producers here in the last couple, 3 days, you know, I think the way I explained it this morning was that if I talked to four guys in Iowa, one guy on average is probably telling me he's got a crop similar to what maybe we're seeing in central Illinois. Whereas, you know, last week I did something for Stu Ellis in Decatur, and I would say three out of four guys are smiling big time as far as their yields go. And so the Iowa crop's good again. It's not going to be great, but it's going to be good. And there's going to be areas where they're going to have some outlandish yields, but there's going to be a lot of areas where, you know, 200 is going to be a good yield as well.
Okay. On the beans, we're down more than a couple of bucks since, what, May, I suppose, at this point.
Mm-hmm.
But November beans at $10.29 and a quarter, is that still a sale for you if you haven't marketed?
Yes, in my opinion. You ask guys, you think that we're going to rally between now and whenever you cut your beans, and, you know, very few guys raise their hand to that question. And, you know, so obviously we're looking at a nine handle on a lot of these beans because most elevators in our neck of the woods are bidding a 30-cent basis. And, you know, it could get a lot worse than that, I'm afraid, especially if we finish this crop out right. Now, if we do stay wet, then maybe you can get a little bit more bounce out of it. By all means, if I was sitting on having done nothing, I still think most guys that I talk to have above APH bean yield in order in their opinion, and I feel pretty strong that they can make money at $10 beans there, so I'd be selling a portion at least.
Is corn a different story in your opinion, or is there more downside yet in this market?
Yeah, that's a great question as well. I think with the corn market, you know, whenever we talk to producers there, definitely have to find out what their particular situation is, because here's the thing that, you know, that you learn whenever you get away from home in a year like this. A lot of guys around here might be able to mitigate some marketing errors with really big yields, but when you get in areas that they don't have such good yields, that really complicates a marketing situation. So it would all depend on the producer's situation, but my gut feeling on this question is that we're at least going to drop our basis in the middle of harvest. So if a guy needs money during harvest this year, yeah, I would be going ahead and marketing some corn, because I have a feeling he's going to lose 20 to even 30 cents on basis alone.
All right. Hey, thanks so much.
Thanks, Don.
We'll talk with you again this afternoon. That is Matt Bennett. He's a grains analyst with Channel Seed Company, filling in today for Dan Zwicker, who is out of the office. He's taking some time early for the Labor Day weekend. By the way, remember that the markets are closed in Chicago on Monday. Here the way they're trading there now. Futures in the wheat pit are up 14 cents in the December contract. Corn futures are up about 3 1/4 in the nearby December, or the new crop up 3 1/4 as well. And next year's December, a penny and a half higher. Bean futures are 5 3/4 higher in the November contract. And in the November of next year is up 4 1/2 cents. Bean meal futures up 480. Bean oil at 6 cents lower on the afternoon. Live cattle futures are now trading the October at 148.80. They're up 97.5 cents. The October feeders at $213 even, up 85 cents. And October lean hogs at $95.25 are 67.5 cents lower. The outside markets are trading the crude oil at $94.63 a barrel. That's up 75 cents. RBOB, or wholesale price of gasoline, about a penny and 3 cents higher, $2.75 and 9 cents. Ethanol futures up 5 tenths of a cent to $2.16 and 2 cents. And the spread between those two is 57 and 9 tenths of a cent wide. That's 2 tenths of a cent wider than it was yesterday. Diesel fuel on the day, or the ultra low sulfur diesel out of the New York Harbor at $2.86 and 3 tenths. That's 2 tenths of a cent higher. Here's what the weather forecast looks like as it comes from the National Weather Service for the Urbana-Champaign area today. A 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Those will all come before 11 o'clock this morning, Central Time. Partly sunny and a high of 83 degrees. Otherwise, tonight, cloudy and 69. Tomorrow, 30% chance of rainfall, mainly after 1 in the afternoon. partly sunny and 86 degrees. And on Friday night, a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy, and a low of 69. Saturday, more showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy, a high of 84. Chance of rainfall Saturday set at 60%. And Saturday night, more rainfall, 30% chance, and a 68-degree low. You're listening to WILL AM 580, WILL FM 90.9, HD3 Urbana. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason.